Okay, we are, as promised, joined by journalist Ms. Neela Schwartzberg, who's going to take us on a mental journey to Lower Manhattan in the springtime. Good morning, Neela.
Good morning, Neela.
Good morning, Marcus and Roy. I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you once again. We always enjoy your reports.
Well, thank you. I enjoy making them.
Good. Well, take us on a little mental journey to Lower Manhattan, one of my old stomping grounds, and be nice to get a little update.
Ah, you know Lower Manhattan.
Well, I lived there for a long, long time. Actually, I was born in New York, and I lived in Manhattan for quite some time, a little bit further north, a little bit further uptown, but spent lots of time in Lower Manhattan.
Well, it has become the most exciting neighborhood in New York City, in my opinion. But any place that boasts 15 museums, 32 acres of parkland, and up-and-coming luxury hotels and restaurants can't be discounted.
No, that's right, exactly. And it's interesting that it's going in that direction because, you know, sometimes areas tend to go in the opposite direction, and especially after this, you know, the terrible 9/11 thing, it's good to know that downtown is on the upswing.
Definitely. In fact, in a way, part of the resurgence as a result of the events of 9/11, there has been a tremendous amount of attention and caring, loving care, put into the area, and I think that has followed by money, which has resulted in a resurgence. I think in part it's the old adage, the best revenge is a well-lived life, and to some extent I think that's happening in Lower Manhattan. It will survive, it will thrive. And we're seeing the results.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, spring is here. Are the trees and the flowers blooming?
Well, the trees will be coming soon. The flowers have started, the crocuses and daffodils.
Right.
And Lower Manhattan has the parks of Battery Park City, which are beautiful. It's a fringe, about 32 acres, but it goes up the river, and you can walk along the paths. There's an enormous amount of art in the public spaces there. The Winter Garden has been rebuilt and is reopened. There's all kinds of happenings, events that take place. And it's just one of New York's kind of secrets. Although it's pretty crowded, so a lot of people know about it, but even more need to know about it because it's really quite special down there.
How about walking us through some of the history of Lower Manhattan?
Well, Lower Manhattan is really interesting for that reason because New York was one of the colonial cities, and there is an enormous amount of history that has taken place there. Federal Hall National Memorial is one of the 15 museums that are in Lower Manhattan. It is closed now until winter, but it is the site of George Washington's inauguration as President of the United States.
Mm.
And it was New York City's first city hall. There's Francis Tavern, Restaurant, and Museum, which is quite an interesting combination. You can tour the exhibits upstairs and then go eat downstairs.
That's a nice idea.
It works.
Yeah.
The building dates back, in theory, to 1719, although not much of the original building is left. It's kind of been reconstructed. But they have a very nice museum upstairs, and they have some rooms that people can tour. And as I said, you can go eat there as well. Revolutionary New York, of course, there's Statue of Liberty, which isn't revolutionary, but
it's still standing. That's
oh,
weird.
Yeah. She's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful. And you can see her from the park of Battery Park, City Parks, those parks along there.
Yeah, she's aged well over the years, hasn't she?
She's had work done.
she had a little bit of
a facelift
work a few years ago, no?
Well, of course, you know, the Lower East Side is great because there's such a great immigration of people, the Italians, as you say, the Germans, the Jews, the Chinese, and more. It all started, wasn't it?
Yes, and the Tenement Museum that has opened up on Orchard Street, 90 Orchard Street, tells the story of those immigrants And it's probably my favorite museum in New York, possibly because my ancestors came from the Lower East Side.
Mine as well.
So you would enjoy it. It's really, what they did is they took this tenement building and they renovated the apartments, and they use the word apartments loosely, backwards to recreate the living conditions of the late 1800s and the early 1900s. And then you sign up and you go on a tour, and I put that in quotes, of these tiny little apartments, and they have been reconstructed to depict the life of an actual family. And they tell you about the family's life and what they do and how they lived, and you are surrounded by the artifacts. And they have several tours, but one of them that I took, which was really amazing, I really enjoyed it, was the Confino tour. And what makes the Confino tour unusual is that there's a costume interpreter who plays the role of Victoria Confino. And the visitors are told that they are immigrants. It's 1916. They are immigrants who have just arrived in New York City. And Victoria is going to tell them about her life and give them hints about living in New York at that time.
How wonderful.
It's pretty amazing.
That's got to be a definite must for those listening. I mean, as a New Yorker, I wasn't even aware of it. As a former New Yorker,
right? Right. Well, it may not have been there when you were there.
Well, wait a minute. Now, Marcus just—he was trying to. We were talking about a resort that was built in 18 something, and he was trying to relate that to my date of birth. Now, I don't go back that. He's very cruel to me at times.
Oh man,
Neela,
what are you doing that?
You may need to get down here and have a chat with him, and you might also want to tell him what a Knish is all about.
Yanishimo is still there. You can still get the best knishes in New York City at Yanishimo's.
He's a hope. Really? My brother-in-law is not listening. He'll be calling me for an airline ticket in a moment. He loves his knishes. And although you can get pretty good ones down in Miami, but in the Sarasota area, you really have to look around.
You do have to go some, I guess.
Anyway, I think that... That's just wonderful. You're right. There is some marvelous history that we tend not to pay attention to, it's just out there for the asking. Take us a little bit more.
There's another museum I should mention, the Museum of the Chinese in America, which is, of course, in Chinatown.
Right.
And that's a very new museum. I actually haven't gotten to see it yet, but
right.
That's pretty exciting.
Right. Yeah. And you know, now, when we're talking Lower Manhattan, we talk Lower East Side. What about Chinatown and Little Italy? Where would you classify that?
They're putting it in Lower Manhattan now, I think, as an umbrella.
Okay.
So when we talk about the 15 museums of Lower Manhattan,
right.
We're really including the South Street Seaport. The Statue of Liberty, the Eldridge Street Project, which is a synagogue that dates back to 1886, the Museum of the Chinese in America. They're being pretty inclusive because they want to put the whole lower part of Manhattan together under that umbrella.
Right.
And they've got a really ambitious plan that I hope passes and I hope comes to fruition. They want to link the South Street Seaport along the southern Manhattan and up the coast of the other side. So there'll be like a beard along Lower Manhattan from one end to the other of greeneries and walking paths, and link those the parks of Battery Park City all the way down and around and up to South Street Seaport on the East River.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, it's an incredible
idea. That's what they've done in Sydney, and it's been very, very successful. Very successful. Took a lot of effort to do it, and it took a lot of coercing of people to say, okay, let's move forward, but in empathy with the past, and they did it very successfully. Because South Street Seaport is a historic area in its own right, and a fascinating area anyway.
Definitely, it's also part of New York history. It preserves the port history of New York.
Right.
And it's very. I recommend it.
Mm-hmm. And there's such a great mix in that area. That's a marvelous idea. Some years back when I was doing some work on the John Lindsay campaign when he was going to decide he was going to run for president, I was on the committee that convinced them to shut down the streets within Central Park for bicycling on the weekends.
And, oh, how wonderful.
And so I have a little bit of history there. I mean, if ever bicycling through...
Central Park.
Central Park, you can say, thanks, Roy.
I think we all should do that. You played a very important role. That's very good.
I know. But nobody's... I got some kind of a proclamation that I've lost somewhere along the line, but I didn't see any plaques built anywhere or monuments with my name on it.
We have to figure out how to fix that.
Yeah, we got to do that. Let's just see, Neela. What else? What else we got here? We've gone through the museums.
Well, we could talk about the art in public places. We
oh, there you
are. The Irish Hunger Memorial by Brian Toll,
right,
which is in the Battery Park City area, which is a memorial to the 1.5 million people who perished in the famine of 1845 to 1852, the potato famine in Ireland.
Right, right, Ireland.
And that's really quite amazing in its own right. It's a reconstructed ruin of an actual cottage that had been brought over from Ireland to New York.
Good heavens.
And the entrance tunnel is inscribed with snippets of letters and public documents and tells bits and pieces of the story of people's lives.
Hmm.
The Public Art Fund has poured a lot of money into putting art in different places along Lower Manhattan. There's oh, God, I can't think of the name, and I'm live on radio, and I can't think of the name.
That's okay. We have those moments as well.
City Hall. Art in Battery Park City. Right. And as I mentioned, the Winter Garden has been reopened. So there's a lot of exciting things going down there.
They said there are 20 pieces of public art in Battery Park.
34 have graced Lower Manhattan streets and open spaces. That's throughout Lower Manhattan. But you can actually get a booklet from the Battery Park City Parks people that will tell you the all the pieces that are in Battery Park City. And you can actually walk along from one to the other. One of them is in the Jewish Museum down there, and it is called the Garden of Stones.
Mm.
And it's a memorial to the Holocaust. And what the artist did is take these large boulders, hollow them out, and plant a tree in each one, and place them in this patio that overlooks the water, and you can see the Statue of Liberty.
Good heavens. Yeah. Fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah.
For those listening, you can, if you want more information on this, which I'm sure you do, you can go to our website at www.ttrn.com, click on Destination Worldview, and scroll on down to Neela's article. And she has some great links to some of these places
we've
mentioned. And you can go through it at your leisure or leisure, whichever you prefer. And Neela, it's always wonderful to chat with you. You just have this, you give us this marvelous feeling that wherever you are, we should be.
I love to travel. And living in New York, I don't even have to travel sometimes to have a wonderful time. But that reminds me, I keep forgetting to plug my website.
Do it, yes,
my website.
Go for it.
Do that for sure.
Okay. It's www.offbeatnewyork.com.
And a wonderful website it is.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a printout of the skyline of Manhattan that she has on there.
I took that picture.
Did you? What a great
shot.
Thank you.
What a beautiful shot. What are we going to do? Do you remember what we're going to talk about next time you're on?
Well, I'm not sure. I'd like to talk about culture and of the Caribbean, but I'd actually have to get down there first, and I haven't done that yet.
Well, we'll have to work on that.
Yes, see what we can do.
All right. Neela, once again, thank you very, very much, and we look forward to speaking to you once again.
No, thank you. As always, I love talking with you guys, too.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. All right. She is a delight. And she just has a very calm, relaxing way that puts you in a great feeling of euphoria because of the way she talks about her destination.
It reminds me that I forget things every now and then as well. So. All right.
All right. You're listening to Talk and Travel with Marcus and Roy funneling their way through this morning. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Jim Higgins on